Do you have, as captain, were there particular players that you brought on that you felt most proud of? Most, you know, who do you remember from that perspective? You talked about your pups, but was there anybody that you felt, yes, I'm pleased that person went on and went to great things, etc.
Gad and Teague, obviously, Mark and Preedy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
He was another one that went on, England caps. John Brain did great things later on. Ian Smith. Smithy was another one who's his mum Pat said, "Oh, look after him, won't you?" "Oh, yeah, all right, Pat, don't worry." Well, we were playing at home, I think, and there was an incident on our try line. Before I get to help him out, Smithy's nose was all across his face. Somebody had lamped him one. But yeah, he did. He went on to do well as well, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Certainly doing.
Yeah.
Always amusing to hear him interviewed, you know. The Scottish international with 25 caps behind him and a broad Gloucester accent.
Ian McSmith and Pete McJones, wasn't there? For Scotland.
Of course, it might easily have been Dick McSmith if the qualification rules had been different.
Yeah. Dick's dad, I mean, he was a right character. He was Scottish, all right. That's where obviously where it came from. Yeah. Yeah, I think Dick would have had a few caps if he opted for Scotland rather than all those final trials he got with England and no cap.
Yeah, it was too late. He was committed and the rules prevented him from changing.
That's right.
Unlike Ian, of course, he was able to change.
Yeah. But he was another hard man, Dick Smith. Oh. Mm-hmm. I remember one year, I was reserve for Gloucester in the days before replacements. And we were playing Bath. I turned up at the ground and wasn't needed. And I'd been on nights the night before. So I said to, I think it was George Edmonds, was team secretary, "All right, if I go and have something to eat, a couple of pints, and then watch the game." "Yeah, no problem." So I went and had, I don't know, two or three pasties and a couple of pints. And I was in the bar about 10 minutes before kickoff, and George came in. He said, "Can you do me a favour?" "What is it?" He said, "Well, Bath are one short. Would you mind playing for Bath?" "Well, as long as you let our lot know that I'm just guesting and I'm not deserter or anything like that." So I don't think George had told him. So I got onto the field and something happened and I got up and Dick Smith was standing over me. "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear." "That was a mistake." And the right trains in that day. So that was the third time I actually played at Kingsholm against Gloucester for another team. Imagine that these days.
Yeah. Especially Bath.
Yeah. God. Well, apparently their travelling reserve had broken down and somebody had been taken ill, one of the team that was going to play, and they just didn't have a replacement.
You can't imagine it at all these days, can you? And
no.
That's what we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
The difference between the amateur game as it was.
Absolutely.
And the professionalism these days.
No, totally different, isn't it?
Do you... I'm not going to use the word regret the changes, but it is very different, isn't it? How do you feel about the way things were, the way things are now? Is it inevitable?
Well, it is inevitable, having gone professional and needing to be attractive to the public, user-friendly. I don't know why people used to come and watch us, because it must have been dead boring. It was just one pile-up after another, one ruck after another. But personally, and it is personal, I find rugby boring now. I find it's too defence-orientated, and some games are about as exciting as watching a game of chess.
Too clinical, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And fitness levels are, I mean, they're that much higher, which is obviously good, but they will cancel each other out and leave big hits going in all the time and that sort of thing. But the defence is so well organised that they're just going from one set move to another set move to another set move to another set move. And I enjoy going to watch to meet up with everybody again, but to be perfectly honest, I don't find the rugby that exciting, and I certainly wouldn't want to pay a lot of money every week, I don't think, to go and watch.
No.
So it's totally different altogether. Totally different.